This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell. Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda, the voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, thank you to Leslie. I got one listener that's still with us after the first hour. It was homeopathically heavy. I was like worried. Will anybody care? Leslie says, oh, no, I love the homeopathy talk. And my wife pushed back on me on the break there, Super Don. You know, I was talking. You know, every once in a while I bring up that the worst show I ever did was a show about homeopathy. It was many years ago. Yeah. It was before you and me were together. And I used to do 3 hours every Sunday. And my wife reminds me, it wasn't that it was homeopathy. It was the way you talked about it and what you were saying. It's like, and then you can take Staphysagria for this. It was monotone, she says. I'm like, well, that doesn't sound like me. And she says, well, listen, honey, you, at that point, you came off of a trip. I don't know where, it's a long time ago now, that you were beyond jet lag. You were exhausted. You had 3 hours. You had no prep time. There were no guests that day. You're like, what do you do? Okay, I'll just do some homeopathy. And so it sucked back pretty bad. But there was apparently an excuse. My wife is going, stop throwing me under the bus. You really were bad, but it wasn't your fault. So anyway, hopefully the homeopathic discussion last hour was a little more lively than it was many, many years ago when it didn't go so well. So at least Leslie, thank you for a little pick me up. I needed that. This hour, Morley Robbins is going to be on. We'll talk about the dangers of Tylenol and the impact on liver and obviously copper metabolism, if we can call it that. Morley gets into it much better than we do, and we'll go there. Also, let's see, we've got a cannabis oil story going back 173 years, right? They just now discovered that cannabis is good for you. What about all those years ago? Very detailed clinical observations, and we're going to reveal them for a GI-focused issue. We'll talk about that in a little while. But first, I think we've got to do some sports. I know it's not Monday night. It's Tuesday night. Tuesday night football, for those of you listening live. Reggie Bush. However, how many of you remember Reggie Bush? Very famous. I think he might have been like a Heisman Trophy winner in college. He was. So thank you, John. That was good. And then he ran for the Miami Dolphins, I think. Probably a few other teams. It looks like maybe...
He was originally drafted for the Saints, the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, right. Is that right? Okay. Yep. So
he played with the Bills, the Dolphins, the Lions, and with the 49ers.
Wow. Okay. So he had a career. He's known to be an excellent runner. 11 years in there. He's got 2.88 million followers on Twitter. I'm like, what are we doing wrong here? There's not enough nudity.
I know, right?
Not enough nudity on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's the only way we're going to gain people. I don't know what we're going to do. We're not doing that. Maybe if it's sunny and hot again, but no, not until then. Not in the winter. But this guy, he's an athlete. He's probably got some people that he'll comment regarding maybe social justice issue. I haven't followed him. Now I'm following him on Twitter because he did this. He tweeted out something that I think is very reasonable and logical. And I'll give this guy some props of in terms of observation. Just like any of us, we will maybe we'll find something through social media that intrigues us, a video, a presentation, or information, or an article. And that's the thing that's good about the internet. Really, it is, because we have access to information we never had before. And in this case, it was really heartwarming that this is happening. But unfortunately, it's happening for maybe all the wrong reasons. You know, I've said this on the vaccine issue and, you know, autism and all the injuries associated with it. There is a time coming, and I think we're already there, but the mainstream media hasn't caught wind of this, that there is no one left in the Western world, particularly in the United States, but certainly could be Canada, could be England, wherever there's a big vaccine program, that there is no one left that doesn't know someone who has been harmed by vaccines or knows someone who claims that they have been harmed by vaccines or they have a child harmed by vaccines. And we're rapidly approaching that point. There's no return. That all of the yelling and screaming and shouting us down, not going to matter anymore. Case in point, Reggie Bush. Here's the tweet. I've been reading and watching videos on flu vaccinations and other vaccinations for kids and their dangers and the dangers of them and the side effects. Okay, so he just says, I've been watching. I've been observing. That's a statement. Then comes a question or two. In the same tweet now, what do you guys think about that stuff? Are you for it or against it? And then he puts the YouTube link up to one of the nurses, I believe, who presented, you know, who had comment at the ACIP meeting, the ACIP meeting at the CDC recently. And we've highlighted some of those talks, those presentations. They were devastating, one after another. Parents, health professionals, you know, nailing the ACIP for their conflicts of interest. They're cover-ups. Hey, what about this? What about this in the peer-reviewed literature? What about this? And so Reggie Bush is watching this, and in fact, YouTube banned that video. They took that video down. I think Erin Elizabeth, our friend Erin, has it still up on her YouTube site, so it could still be watched. But dude, you violated the policies of our YouTube, whatever they are, that you can't have people that are speaking and asking questions about vaccines. Now, Reggie Bush hasn't been banned, but boy, oh boy, was there a backlash. Oh my gosh, immediately out of the gate, they were taking Reggie to task. How dare you? How can you ask that question? How can you even bring that up? And you know, this is the point where, you know, I think Del Bigtree tweeted, did I send you that tweet? I think I included you in it. My response to the tweet, I don't know if you have that in front of you, Super Don, but I just, if you can find that, that would be great. Because my response is pretty basic, and I think it's causing much consternation among the skeptics, among the religious fanatics of the vaccine, you know, church, so to speak. And they're going to have a harder and harder time shouting down people like Reggie Bush, who simply said, I'm watching, I'm observing, I'm asking a good question. What do you guys think? Now, that doesn't mean I'm opposed to people giving their opinion that they think it's bunk or they're for it, they're against it. That's fine. But the trash talk is like, how dare you even bring this topic up? So I retweeted or I replied to Reggie Bush and Del Bigtree and one other on this issue. I said, conversation? Questioning? Listening? Researching? Investigating? All good. Unless it pertains to the subject of vaccines. Then it's shut up. The science is settled. You're an anti-vaxxer. You are dangerous. And then I asked a question. Are your spider senses tingling yet? And you know, this is the point where they can no longer contain the reality of the harm of these vaccines. The fact that there are no studies providing evidence of hardcore safety of any kind, even mild safety studies, much less efficacy studies. These things are given a pass as biologics. They don't have to go through the same level of testing that drugs do, even though the drugs, you find out, have a lot of not science behind them too. And so the fact that they've attacked Reggie Bush, good. Go get him. Reggie, you keep pushing back because there are a lot of people coming to his defense to say, you know, Reggie, you were very reasonable. You simply observed and asked questions. And the fact of the matter is, if there's a subject that cannot be questioned, it is the one thing you want to be looking into harder than anything else. And Reggie Bush, I'm going to recommend to you to pick up this book by Liam Sheff, my good friend, no longer with us, but he's still with us because he left his legacy, Official Stories. Official Stories are there to protect officials, and there are official stories about vaccines galore. And there are chapters in here on the vaccine scam.
you will be entertained and educated by picking up that book and reading it. So I think that'll be my next tweet to Reggie Bush. Read this book. What do you think, Super Don?
Well, sure, why not? Because, listen, here's the thing. In looking over what it was that was said by him, he never said in any of his tweets, I'm against vaccines. Ever. No, not a single time. And when you look at this article where they're going after him, and they're just, you know, just like, what is wrong with you, Reggie Bush? You know,
what is the headline? Headline here. Reggie Bush pushes disinformation about vaccines in Twitter conversation.
He pushes disinformation. Now,
really?
Honestly, all he did was to start a conversation. And then, you know, let me give you an example. This really is revealing about the author of this article. He's saying during this period of time when they were having this conversation, he retweeted conspiracy theories about giving vaccines to the poor, scaremongering about the FDA-proven safe chemicals. Scaremongering about the FDA-proven safe chemicals of vaccines.
Wow.
Which is crap.
Yeah.
Challenging the efficacy of flu vaccines.
The mainstream media is they're 10% if we're lucky, 13%. Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing to say. I mean, it's there. They put the stats out themselves about how much it sucks.
Yeah.
And then they said that the low point might have come when Bush quote tweeted one user who said he believed that viruses are caused by vaccines themselves. Now, the actual quote here is somebody named Alan Brumfeld said, I hate vaccines for flu type of viruses because I think the virus are in the vaccines themselves. All Reggie Bush said was,
I've heard this before. Yeah, and the fact of the matter is, in the live virus vaccines, obviously they're there. Otherwise, they're attenuated or supposedly neutralized by the chemicals. But
now, get this, dude. Get this. I got to say this, okay? Then the author says, criticizes Reggie Bush for retweeting a video by Penn and Teller that went after the anti-vaccination argument, calling it BS, right?
Right, yeah.
And they go after that because they say that Penn and Teller's video wasn't pro-vaccine enough.
Wow. Yeah, Penn and Teller tried to ridicule people who claimed vaccines cause autism and they're dangerous, etc. So they're definitely not pro-vaccine. They're not. Let me say, they're not anti-vaccine at all. In fact, they're very pro-vaccine, Penn and Teller. Anyway, Reggie Bush finally finishes his tweet. Some final thoughts before I go to sleep. Don't be afraid to have open conversations on social media. You won't always be right. You won't always be wrong, and that's okay. But conversations are healthy regardless of what the topic is or how people try to make you feel. God bless you, Reggie Bush, for standing your ground and saying it like it should be. Because they say, no, conversations are fine except when it's about vaccines. Then there shall be no conversations. I'm going to answer about a question about silver and aloe, but it'll be on the break before we bring Morley Robbins up. So you YouTubers, get ready.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And
what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, here we go. We got our guest for today. Morley Robbins is back. Magnesium Man. He's got all the kind of cool websites we'll tell you how to link to through the social media on Facebook as well as other websites. And Morley has been digging deep on the science to help us understand the role of key minerals at levels which most people don't dare tread, Morley.
I find it fascinating. It's a parallel universe that I think more people need to know about. So are you ready to take the dive?
Yeah, no, it's like going into the microcosm, and you know, it gives us insight into how these things happen at that level so you can make, I believe, better choices about what you put into your body at the macro level.
Yeah, that's really what it's about. I mean, but when I made this decision to enter this world of work, I said I wanted to be the thinking person's nutritionist so they could make better decisions. And that's really what it comes down to, giving people better information so they have a much easier time making decisions about how to keep their health or regain their health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, exactly. And one of the biggest counterpoints to our health is, unfortunately, allopathic medicine, which in its rightful place would be life-saving in emergency trauma interventions. But when they take their stuff that they can use to save your life and use it on an ongoing basis, it can become deadly.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's all about the dose, and it's about the understanding of how the body really works as opposed to how they've been trained to think it works. Just very different dynamics there.
Yeah, indeed. So one of those things that I want to talk to you about today is the impact of something known by trade name Tylenol. In a lot of parts of the world, it's known as Panadol, but the official name is acetaminophen. And, you know, we've already talked about this over the years, Morley, that it's the number one reason people in America check into the emergency room for liver failure.
Yeah, it's very serious. So to set the stage for this, I want people to picture there's a lot of blood in our body, and the there's a lot of red blood cells. There's bazillions of red blood cells inside our blood. And so each one of those red blood cells is like a little tiny donut. It doesn't have a hole, but it looks like it does. And there's a surface area to each one of those red blood cells. Well, when you add all the surface areas together, it's about 9/10 of an acre of surface area that's coursing through our body. Some people have that image of a football field. Picture the goal line and then go all the way down to the 20-yard line of the opposing field. So that's the surface area of about 9/10 of an acre, and that's what's inside our body. Now, what I want people to do is take a penny and put it in the corner of that football field. And what that penny represents is the 90 milligrams of copper that's needed to manage the 5,000 milligrams of iron that's represented by that football field of blood that's in our body. Because that's where 80% of our iron is in our blood and our muscles. And what's it doing? Carrying oxygen. So we've got this enormous surface area of iron being managed by a penny of copper.
Right.
I want people to have that image, because what we're going to talk about is a very critical doorway to absorb copper that, if it gets disrupted, can shut down the liver, just as you mentioned. And that's one of the things that the Tylenol can do. It's an area that I didn't fully understand until I read a very important article by William Shaw, who wrote this just a few years ago. He's a clinical director at Great Plains Lab. And he was diving into what's the real cause of autism. And it's fascinating. And what he leaves with is a very interesting juxtaposition of Cuba versus the United States. They have mandatory vaccinations in Cuba, but they have almost no autism at all. And there are 11 million people who live in Cuba, so they've got enough population that if there's going to be a problem, it's going to surface in 11 million people. They have next to no autism. We have
320 million. We're heading that way, you know. And the autism rate, they've just said, has gone up to 1 in 40.
That sounds about right.
And it's probably more than that in reality. So we're going to talk with Morley Robbins today about the difference there, because that's a key one. What are the differences in Cuba and America, United States, as to why, if they both have mandatory vaccines, although supposedly have exemptions in most places, I don't know, in Cuba, probably not. What,
no,
California?
No.
No, not really. But right. What else is there? The distinct difference. Morley already hinted at what it might be. I want to talk about it with him when we come back from this break. We'll also let you know, if you go to RobertScottBell.com, you can link in to find more about Morley as well. And we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
As lawmakers return to Washington after a long Thanksgiving holiday, members of the House and Senate on the GOP side met with President Trump today at the White House to discuss a new budget bill that has to be passed by December 7th or the government would shut down. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there's still a lot of work to be done on a bill.
We're trying to get the president the money he would like for the wall. That's part of the year-end funding discussion. That's one of the many things we've got to wrap up here at the end of the year.
Police in California are giving an update on the Southern California mass shooting at a bar in Thousand Oaks. Ventura County Sheriff Billy Yube says the gunman was armed with a .45 caliber semi-automatic pistol when he entered the Borderline Bar and Grill.
The suspect fired a total of more than 50 rounds. He has seven high-capacity 30-round magazines. Those high-capacity magazines are illegal to purchase or possess within the state of California.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Morley Robbins is here. Help me rock the health world today, talking about the dangers of Tylenol, acetaminophen, Panadol, wherever you are around planet Earth. Be careful. This stuff can do some major league damage, and we're talking about it on that micro level, and will manifest. How does it manifest in the macro level? I'm going to just throw out some of these things that I think came from one of the studies or books that you recommended, Morley. Autism, asthma, atopic dermatitis, allergies, ADHD. This is just a short list related to the micro level of how Tylenol interacts with
the liver and copper and iron and all of that and how it manifests. So let's go into it.
Absolutely. So we've got, again, picture the football field, picture the copper penny in the corner of the football field. So we've got Cuba versus the U.S., both mandatory vaccines, virtually no autism in Cuba, and what is it, a 1 in 40 now in the U.S. And the difference is acetaminophen is not allowed in Cuba. They don't use it at all. And so what Dr. Shaw did was then use that as a springboard into looking into what is actually happening. And what acetaminophen does is there's a doorway into the cell, and especially the doorway into the liver cells, and it's called CTR1, copper transporter 1. That's the doorway. And when the copper comes through that doorway, and it's going through every liver cell, they're all called hepatocytes, copper's coming in, there's a very rich concentration of copper in the liver. It's actually copper that runs the liver, not iron, contrary to our training. And so there's a greeter at the other side of the doorway. And I think you might be surprised to find this out, but the greeter is called glutathione.
Mm-hmm.
And glutathione actually has a relationship with copper. And we know it as glutathione is an antioxidant. Well, in the world of allopathic medicine, they think of copper as an oxidant, when in fact it's the life force, but it's because of its properties, it can mirror the activity of iron and its oxidative qualities. Mm-hmm. But it all it's trying to do is get inside the cell so it can team up with different parts of different enzymes to enable the cell and the body to work. So copper comes in, greeted by glutathione, and then what happens is the glutathione needs to be recycled in the body. And in order to recycle glutathione, you've got to have a key enzyme that's got to be fully functioning. It's called glutathione peroxidase. Think of it as a battery, like it's a copper-top battery. And that copper-top battery has to enable glutathione to be constantly recycling and be available to greet the toxins that are coming into the cell. Well, turns out that what acetaminophen does is it kills glutathione peroxidase. In effect, what it's doing is it's destroying copper status in the cell. Mm-hmm. And so that suddenly when that glutathione greeter stops working because the glutathione can't be recycled, then the transport of copper inside the liver shuts down. And so then you don't have the ability to get copper to the mitochondria to make energy. You don't have the ability to get copper to the superoxide dismutase to be an antioxidant. You don't have the ability to get copper to the key ATPase enzymes that enable the production of ferrooxidase enzymes to regulate the iron. So this major switching station inside the cell is being shut down by the acetaminophen, and then this individual gets a vaccine which is full of all sorts of adjuvants and toxins, as we well know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the liver needs to be able to neutralize that, and it's relying on copper-driven antioxidant function to do that. Well, when you pour in Tylenol into the body, it shuts down the copper mechanism to enable those enzymes to work. And that's the actual mineral mechanism that's shut down by Tylenol that then creates the crisis, whether it becomes autism or liver failure, as you referenced right at the beginning of the show.
Well, and you know, the sad irony is the so-called learned, medically degreed professionals can't seem to pick this up and say, you know what, we need to stop using this Tylenol and stop recommending it. I mean, for goodness sake, even brain surgeons, neurosurgeons like Sanjay Gupta, who's really yep good about weed, I give him props. When he was over in Afghanistan, I've told the story many times, he admits it. He said he had the worst flu he ever had. He got the flu and he took Tylenol. I'm like, dude, yeah, you know, you're going to exacerbate any existing, pre-existing condition. And of course, the body is under stress if it's dealing with a viral challenge. There's no doubt. And if the liver is congested, if this copper pathway is corrupted, you can't, you know, utilize glutathione in the body appropriately anymore. Then it's going to compound, make worse whatever you're going through in an acute or chronic perspective. And, of course, the devastation with kids and vaccines is that sudden inflow, injected for the most part, of these toxins that some kids are already at a disadvantage. They talk about MTHFR, inability to methylate. You can get into the mineral side of this as well. But you compound either a pre-existing condition or you create a condition that didn't need to be because you said, oh, the doctor said Tylenol. Because my kid's a little cranky after the vaccine. He's hurting. He's screaming. He's got a fever. Give him Tylenol. No! Stay far away from that. We use homeopathic remedies to address these things much more safely.
And the amazing thing is that ibuprofen has no effect on this at all. So you've got acetaminophen, Tylenol, it creates crisis. Ibuprofen is benign. Which is like, it's mind-blowing.
Relative to this pathway, you're saying specifically.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Relative to this pathway. I mean, I'm not pushing ibuprofen, but it's just, you know, people do have a choice. And I think homeopathic would be far better. Here's the fascinating part about, what is Tylenol? It's an antipyretic. What does that mean? It's trying to lower fever.
Mm-hmm.
Why does the body create a fever? It's fascinating. Do you know why a body needs fever?
Well, in terms of burning out the bad guys, that's the simplest thing. But there's more biomechanical explanations below the surface.
It's burning out the enzymes that the bad guys use to steal our iron.
Because
they can't live without iron. They can't live without our iron. And so the fever is a natural process of a body protecting itself, destroying the very mechanism that the pathogen uses to steal our iron. So what are we doing? We're trying to lower the fever? That makes no sense at all.
No, and of course, we talk about it homeopathically. You suppress a fever, you drive the disease deeper. In the case of an acute response, you can kill the patient. In terms of long-term chronicity, you induce more chronic afflictions, and you dampen the vital force when we talk about the energy. So we would use phosphorus, homeopathic phosphorus. In kids, there are fever remedies, including belladonna, homeopathically, of course. So these are things that modulate the immune response that don't suppress it. If you need a fever to go up, it will help it. If it needs to come down to a safer level, it will help it, but it won't squash it altogether.
Yeah. And again, that's about the whole fight, at least as I see it, it's a fight between copper and iron with everything that you just said. And if the body loses its natural ability to have copper and copper-driven enzymes, the immune system has a major dysfunction on its hands, and then iron gets captured by the pathogens, and it becomes a much bigger dynamic. So there's a lot of compelling research that says that autism, it's really a spectrum disorder that is based on iron-induced oxidative stress. Really, all of the symptoms of autism are manifestations of oxidative stress that's fueled by an out-of-control iron situation. And that makes perfect sense in light of this Tylenol situation because the copper's been shut down in the liver. It's not able to make the ceruloplasmin and the ferrooxidase enzyme to regulate the iron. And then it becomes out of control.
Folks, if you want to go deep like Morley is, there are a couple of websites that we could actually have Morley. I'll have you reveal them to our new audience if they haven't heard you and they want to go deep down into this stuff. And there's a lot to read and learn. Where shall they go? Where's the best places to go?
The best places are new websites called rcp123.org. That'll keep people wildly entertained for hours and hours. They want to get on Facebook. There's a group, the Magnesium Advocacy Group, and we've got about 170,000 people now on there. And I think between those two, people are going to be wildly entertained. There's all sorts of videos. There's articles. There are 75 posts on iron toxicity that people can start to read, and I think they can begin to learn at a much deeper level what's the real dynamic that's causing us to have these different conditions and syndromes and disorders that they're not. The concept of disease does not exist. It's just a label. But the metabolic dysfunction is very real, but it's caused by mineral dysregulation. And people just need to know what are the mechanics of that and how can that be regulated and corrected. It's a very, very manageable process going forward.
Right, and this doesn't preclude the realities, like we said, with vaccination. They're introducing some really nasty things via injection, including mercury, aluminum.
Absolutely.
These things also displace minerals. They also disrupt metabolic functions. You know, this doesn't preclude the need for other minerals. We talk magnesium. We talk selenium. We talk chromium, silica. All of these things are important. But, again, what you're talking about is going into the very depths of these metabolic functions, how the minerals play roles in there, what can, let's say, interrupt or disrupt them, and what can correct them and how.
Exactly. But I think what's hard to imagine is that that little penny in the corner of the football field is managing the rest of the field's presence of iron. It's just that's how important copper is. And when you shut that doorway, it's devastating. Another component to shut that doorway is called high fructose corn syrup. People have no idea what these liquid sugars are doing to destroy their liver metabolism.
Yep, they're linked to the fatty liver syndrome and disease, all of these things. But remember, folks, you want to help your liver. You need adequate copper from proper 100% whole food sources, whether they be beef liver, calf liver, or I like bee pollen. You know, we've talked about other ways to get it in because a lot of the supplements are the wrong form, and that could lead to toxicity where we don't want you to go. Hey, Morley Robbins.
Oh, you covered a lot.
We did. Nicely done. You did. You got on your toes and ran with me. I love it. Thank you, my friend. All right,
you're
y'all.
You're welcome.
You got the websites. They're linked up in the show notes at robertscadbell.com. Super Don will be back after this with me to discuss. 173 years ago, they found cannabis could work with what ailment, what disease, what thing that they've just figured out now? We'll get to it next.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we've got a wonderful presentation together. I've survived my presentation on homeopathic medicine today. We've had a lot of homeopathy coming through. I'm sure the skept ducks are having conniption fits somewhere or trying to find a way to ban me from wherever they can ban me from. But no, we're going to keep on going. They can keep trying. 220 plus years later, homeopathy is still going strong. Doesn't matter. The Fear and Death Administration can do what it tries to do. It's not going to do anything but raise the awareness that, hey, we have options, and you're not going to take them away. Some of those options are right there in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including sponsors that support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. Our good buddy, the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, has a natural news store, store.naturalnews.com. I believe it is super done. You've got some links appropriate to today's show, I think.
I do. And actually, hold on, because yes. I think that was the wrong URL. It's actually healthrangerstore.com.
Oh, it changed. See, I go way back, you know, when it was something different. Healthrangerstore.com. Okay.
Yeah. And if you go over to robertscottbell.com right now, you will see there's a banner there for a magnesium oil spray, which is something, you know, we've talked about over the years. And it's actually a topical spray, and it's got organic aloe vera and MSM in it, and it's on sale. It's regularly $22.99. He's got it on sale for $19.95. It's an 8-ounce bottle of magnesium spray. And listen, we've talked about magnesium. In fact, we just had Magnesium Man on, right? We should have brought it up with him.
And listen, I use the Innate Response or Mega Food magnesium internally, right? That's what I reckon. It's 100% whole food. But there are people that do benefit from topical use. They do. There is some absorption through the skin. It's not toxic in that way. And you know the Health Ranger is going to be clean and pure, the levels that he goes to.
Well, this magnesium, this is no ordinary magnesium. This is straight from the Dead Sea, right?
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Dead Sea magnesium. It's cruelty-free. It's lab-verified. You know, he does his own lab testing. Mm-hmm. He's got his own certified lab there. It's A++++, three pluses. Yes.
Very good.
Verified for low heavy metals. And guess what? It's China-free.
China-free. I love that.
China-free.
No China in our products at all. I love that. Excellent. Well done, Health Ranger.
Absolutely.
All right. Also, remember, we got the a couple of days from now. It's the 29th of November, Thursday evening. We'll be live, not on radio, but live at Abby's Health and Nutrition. I'll be lecturing there. And then the weekend will be at the Gaylord Palms in Orlando for the SENPA conference. I just got word that my buddy, pediatric surgeon, Dr. Mark Chait, will be hanging out with us that evening. We'll be doing CBD focus. So y'all come out and see us. That'll be fun, too. And for now, we're almost out of time. I better get this in quick. All right, finally, the cannabis update brought to you by our friends at CB Sciences. Go to pluscbdoil.com. When you check out, use the code RSB15. That's the one I use. RSB15, get 15% off your purchase. How long did it take them to figure out that cannabis oil could be used for epilepsy? Right? This is what they've now approved as a drug, the FDA. Epilepsy, intractable, untreatable. And the CBD in it is now a drug. Although you can get the supplement form, but they can't make that claim. That's now the exclusive dominion of the drug form. But did you know that cannabis oil was used 173 years ago to treat epilepsy? It's in the books. Dr. O'Shaughnessy, a doctor, used cannabis extracts. And it's quite extraordinary because in this, we've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You've got to check this out. They've got this guy's entire notes on a case of infantile convulsions from 1843. Nothing was working. None of their stuff that they had back then was working. And then he decides to use cannabis extracts. They even talk about how to make it. And they, you know, at first they gave a small dose. It was the first thing to give this child some relief from massive spasmodic episodes. And then they returned. And then they came back. Nothing else was working. And they increased the dose to levels that are pretty high, no pun intended there, but were enough to give that child relief and sleep and recovery until these manifestations stopped. The epilepsy stopped. 173 years ago, I'm sorry. Super Don, dude, we're playing serious catch-up on the cannabis plant.
Yeah. An Irish physician got it before we did, huh? What do you think?
No,
about that?
I know. It's just, it's ridiculous that they...
Oh, we're Shaughnessy.
I stand by what I said earlier. Allopathic medicine is the medicine of the devil. No one's reacted to that yet. I guess it's not controversial to say that.
Well, hold on. I think we've got a Satanist on line two.
No. Sorry. Y'all can do it, but we're doing the cannabis here. Get that CBD, pluscbdoil.com. RobertScottBell.com. Back tomorrow with Ty Bolins. We're going outside the box and more. You know why? Because the power to heal is in depth. It's definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So get the tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.